Hello and welcome to HCM Cloud Talk Radio, where you'll get the latest in HCM Cloud best practices and information which are important for your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Howell, Director, HCM Cloud Development, and a member of the Center of Excellence team here at Oracle. And our guest today on HCM Cloud Talk Radio is Julian Challenger, Director, HCM Cloud Product Management at Oracle. Julian has product management responsibility for the application's global HR OTBI, workforce modeling, workforce predictions, my team, and the directory organization chart. He has worked with business intelligence applications since joining Oracle 17 years ago and has been involved in Fusion development since its inception. Welcome back to HCM Cloud Talk Radio, Julian. I'm glad you were able to stop by the studio today. It's always great talking with you.
Nice to be back again, Frank.
On today's show, Julian and I will be discussing how workforce modeling has been enhanced in Release 18c and specifically talk about modeling position hierarchies in HCM Cloud. Julian, you and I discussed workforce modeling here on HCM Cloud Talk Radio a few years ago. So what changes and enhancements can customers expect in the 18c release?
So we introduced workforce modeling right back in Release 8, where you're allowed to drag and drop manager hierarchies around. Since then, we've improved a few things. We've introduced terminations, but this release, what we've done is gone back, thought about it all again. We've introduced some new tech, which allows us to do a few more of the things we originally wanted to do, like dragging and dropping in and out of the holding area. But we're also supporting the HCM position hierarchy, which is newish now. And it also supports mixed hybrid hierarchies. So if you've got a hierarchy of positions and assignments, it will support that in 18c. The other thing we've done is tighter integration with Oracle Recruiting Cloud.
Can you share more details about with our listeners about modeling positions?
Yeah, sure. So previously you started and you just had to define the top manager. So now when you create a new position, you can define the top position or the top manager, and it then builds the hierarchy. So as I said, it even builds a hybrid hierarchy. So if you've got positions below you and standalone assignments, it will create that hierarchy for you. They look different in the model, so you can identify them quite easily. If you're a customer who uses positions, then you will know that positions have assignments as incumbents. And you can see those in the model. So the assignments will show up within a position as incumbents. So previously, where you drag and drop assignments around to recreate your manager hierarchy, you can now drag assignments, standalone assignments, into a position to fill part of the position. But you can also move incumbents from one position to another. Or you could even drag an assignment out of a position so it becomes a standalone assignment. All of those things are possible. And also, if you have the correct permissions, you can reorganize the position hierarchy. In other words, you can drag and drop positions around.
Okay, you mentioned that customers need the correct permissions. What does that mean exactly?
So the ability to create, edit, delete positions is only given to the HR specialist. So if you don't have that role, in other words, if you're a line manager, then you can't do any of that position stuff. But HR can. So they can go in there and use modeling to reorganize their position hierarchy. But as a line manager, even if you can't move positions, don't forget you can still move the incumbents around. So you can move assignments from one position to another.
Okay, great. It means that customers really make sure to have those permissions set correctly.
Yep.
So in the beginning, you mentioned that there's more integration with Oracle Recruiting Cloud. Can you expand on that for our listeners?
Yeah, so originally, we always had the Taleo requisitions in workforce modeling, and those are pulled via the interface. In addition to that, we now integrate with Oracle Recruiting Cloud, so any requisitions that are created there are automatically appearing in the model. In addition, within the model, you can create Oracle Recruiting Cloud requisitions and edit them. Again, it's a secured ability. So you can only do this if you've got the recruiter role out of the box.
Okay, thanks. So if I remember correctly, modeling used to provide just a few analytics. Have there been any changes in this area?
Yeah, we had loads of requests to provide different analytics. So previously we just had the few analytics which couldn't be changed at all easily. So now what we've done is we've created an OTBI subject area for workforce modelling. And we provide the ability within workforce modelling to embed analytics from that subject area. So in other words, basically, customers can create the analytics they want in that area. And we're continuing to enhance the workforce modelling OTBI subject area. So they should be able to do more in the future.
Excellent. I'm sure our customers and partners are going to be very happy about that. Are there any other enhancements our customers and partners may be interested in with regards to workforce modeling in 18C?
Yeah. So we've also improved the review page, which also appears in the approval notifications. So we hope that it's made it clearer now so that you can see the impact on the top manager's hierarchy as well as the impact outside of the top manager's hierarchy. And for each approver, it shows the impact in that approver's hierarchy and outside that approver's hierarchy. So hopefully it's much clearer to see. So, yeah, lots of changes, new technology, new improvements. It's looking good now.
Fantastic. Sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah.
Great. Well, Julian, thank you for being on the show today to share some of the workforce modeling enhancements in 18C with our listeners. It's always great, and it's been a pleasure having you here today. And please be sure to come back to report on any updates or enhancements for workforce modeling or also the other areas you're responsible for on Global HR OTBI and directory org chart, my team, and workforce predictions. I'm sure our customers and partners would really like to hear from you and what you're working on. So many thanks again for being here.
You're welcome.
If you would like to learn more about today's topic, modeling position hierarchies in HCM Cloud, please visit the Oracle Cloud Readiness website where you can find the What's New document for Release 18C. The shortened URL, bit.ly/2, lowercase z, uppercase J, uppercase P, the number 8, uppercase P, and the letter Y, will take you directly to the section titled Model Position and Manager Hierarchies with Workforce Modeling. And there you'll find examples for creating model hierarchies and requisitions. So please be sure to check out the What's New document today. We always look forward to learning from our listeners about what topics they are interested in hearing on HCM Cloud Talk Radio. So if you would like to suggest ideas for future shows, please send us an email at hcm-cloud-talk-radio_ww@oracle.com. And if you have any questions about today's show, you can, of course, also send them to that email address. Thank you for listening to our show today about modeling position hierarchies in HCM Cloud. I hope you found the topic and information we provided helpful for your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Howe, and you've been listening to HCM Cloud Talk Radio. We hope you'll join us again soon for another HCM Cloud Talk Radio show. Until then, take care.